In today's episode, you'll learn why skills-based volunteering is one of the most impactful types of volunteering and why companies should maximize their employees' skills for good. Our very special guest is working for one of the companies with the most advanced skills-based volunteering program and impact measurement model, and gives us some practical tips to adopt a needs-based approach and achieve a true win-win for the company, nonprofit, and the employees. Let's make a social impact. Hi, everyone. I'm Amy. Welcome to the Social Impact Show, a channel where you get the latest strategies and tips to help you scale and grow your CSR and goodness programs. Today, my guest is Clément Duhaut. He is the Associate Director, People, Giving and Volunteering at Novartis. So Clément, before diving into today's topic and talking more specifically about skills-based volunteering, I'd like to start by asking you, how do you structure your engagement and volunteering program at Novartis?
Our program is really kind of like the philosophy to meet all people where they are at and to really listen and serve societal need. We have three key interventions. The first one is employee giving. It's really enabling Novartis people or associates across all geography to be able to donate. The second intervention, it's what we call a community partnership. It's really around those activities inside the community that just required your time. There is kind of some of those activities have happened for a long time. We know that there is, and that's kind of an appetite for people to be involved of such activity. And for us, it's really around working in partnership with communities. And a third intervention is around skills-based volunteering. This is something we are really proud of and really invest a lot of our time and our effort as a team and as a program around how we could actually kind of like share and like leverage the skills of our people. So this is how really we kind of like have developed and kind of like implement our engagement and volunteering program at Novartis.
That's great. And you touched on skills-based volunteering just there, and I'd love to dive in a little bit more on that. So how do you define skills-based volunteering at Novartis, and why have you made it one of these pillars of your social impact program?
A lot of people have said themselves around, like, what is skills-based volunteering? And it's really about the use of skills, expertise, competencies, know-how gained at work, but also outside of work, and being able to actually leverage such skills in service to civil society, in service to partner organization. This could be local, international. It could happen in person. It could happen virtually. It could happen in the same locality, in the same region, in the same country. It could also happen across boundaries, across regions and geographies. It's all about corporate associate leveraging and lending their skills and expertise for social good in service to beneficiary causes and to drive like a social impact. That's what skills-based volunteering is about. We've made it one of our pillars because for us, this is really integral of who we are as an employer. It's really around us as a company being a partner of choice and supporting society, non-for-profit causes in their mission. This is really how we could see like the best way to have a meaningful long-term relationship, i.e. a partnership between us, a big corporation, and civil society.
How do you encourage your employees to really get involved and prioritize offering their skills to these causes? And do you think that skills-based volunteering should be a key pillar of any volunteering program?
I've said at the beginning that our program is, and the aim of our program is to meet all people where they are at. We know that people give and volunteer for many different reasons. We also know that certain people are more attracted to giving or to volunteering. Some people are maybe time rich. Other people may be time poor. Some people may not always know, understand, or realize the skills and expertise they have. other people want actually to use their volunteering time for something that has nothing related to their work. And I think that's okay. What we are kind of clear as a program is that actually our program and our intervention are not for everyone. And actually, this is something good to understand and to accept. In the element around skills-based volunteering, there is a triple win. There is a triple win for, first, a win for the individual, for the volunteer. By lending your skills, your expertise, you are able to have a powerful and a purposeful intervention. There is a win for the causes, the non-for-profit, for civil society, because actually all of that sector crave for certain skills, certain expertise that they may not always have readily access. And there is also a win for like corporation, organization, because actually by lending, sharing your people, the skills and expertise you have in your organization, you are stretching your people. So it's really a stretch opportunity. It's a kind of a developmental experience. So for us, skills-based volunteering is important because it's really able to answer and to have a meaningful opportunity for people, the volunteer, for organization and civil society, and also for us as a corporation.
And you touched a bit on how nonprofits can really benefit from these volunteers. And how do you kind of use your partner-driven and needs-based approach to shape your program and identify those skills that your team can really make an impact for them?
I've mentioned around how skills-based volunteering is one of our pillars. We really see it as a powerful tool, really to kind of activate and kind of being part of a long-term partnership. Because as an organization, there is nothing more beautiful than actually lending the workforce, lending your talent to actually civil society. We work with partners in a true partnership. We work together. The first things we do is actually we listen to their need. Civil society, non-for-profit, causes, charity, whatever type of organization you are, may not always know, understand, or kind of be able to articulate it, what they want to ask, what are their needs to the kind of a professional sector, to the corporate sector. So our role as a team and as true partner is to listen to their need, to actually understand their challenge and their problem. And the moment you have a better understanding of the challenge and problem, to understand actually, are we able to help? Could we help? And what could that help or support look like from a project's perspective, from a skills perspective? So we have as part of our program, we have a kind of an important step around scoping, which is really a mutual conversation between partners and the giving and volunteering team at Novartis on understanding their need. We often focus on the non-for-profit challenge because this is something they know really well. They're really good at describing what are the challenges they face. They're not always able to fully articulate it. What does that mean from a skills-based volunteering perspective? And this is where we come in. We listen to their need, and actually with that, we understand, okay, what are the expertise that could be required? What are the type of volunteer? What will be the intervention looking like? Its duration, the type of effort required. Is that something that requires specific knowledge, expertise? Do we need to be mindful of the context? Is it something that actually we need to find a local volunteer? Is that something that where actually the expertise may reside in another part of the world? And actually, we could be geographical agnostic. We are not really constrained by programmatic need. This is where our approach is a bit unique. We haven't really kind of imposed or constrained ourselves around we will do X amount of hours or we will do a sabbatical. We want the need to actually drive what the intervention will look like. Maybe I could give you a couple of examples. It could be as simple as a consultancy approach where the partners or someone in their organization will have a few calls with one of our either Novartis senior leader or technical expert to actually being able to gain expertise or have a kind of a, like a shared problem and approach or understanding or thought partnership. That could be a kind of an approach. It could also be a mentoring relationship, or it could actually be a much more in-depth work where there is deliverable. We have works, by example, with non-for-profit around their communication strategy or around their kind of like yearly impact report. So we have been able to do a lot of work with non-for-profit where we not only look at how they work with their beneficiaries, but mostly what are their needs and challenges as an organization and how could we support them and how we could lend our skills or expertise or talent to support their day-to-day mission, their growth, and actually their life as an organization.
Love to ask as well, Clément, do you have any sort of examples of any programs that you've run recently, volunteering examples that maybe you could share with us, very specific?
It's always one really difficult to choose from because there are so many things happening and there is so many great stories like that I would love to share. Maybe I could share like one example we have done with an umbrella organization. So it's a really small non-for-profit, which is based in North America with a team of kind of like 3 people. And as part of their mission is they are really an umbrella organization, which means they have a network of lot of organizations working with them. And they were redefining their kind of like causes non-for-profit strategy. And not only they had done a great work around what will be their 5-year strategy, but now they were like, okay, how do we communicate that new strategy? They come to us with such an ask. They had that new strategy. They were extremely excited. They had people in their small team that had expertise around communication, but they realized and they acknowledged that actually they needed technical support, skills-based volunteering support. So we were able to find and work with them and to do that scoping exercise and find them to volunteer. So that organization is based in North America. One of the volunteers was based in India. The other volunteer was based in Latin America. So you could see now you have a virtual project based on skills. What the two volunteers from Novartis were able to achieve, they were communication specialists. They were running like their local communication in country. And they were interested to leverage their skills and their expertise to support that non-for-profit. What was also good is for those volunteers, there was also something in it for them. Because actually, as part of their day-to-day role, they were doing comprehensive communication at a local level, a country, a cluster. But actually, this time, they were able to design a communication strategy or campaign for something which was strategic at an enterprise, at an organization level. Something, yes, they do sometimes, but which is not the bread and butter of their day-to-day work. So they had all of the expertise needed, the transferable skills, and they were also able for them to actually be part of an intervention or something which is positive, purposeful for them, because it was a great organization to support, but also something which is now a unique value add in their career, in their kind of a luck, in their professional profile, and something they will be able to kind of a like acknowledge as a deliverable, as a kind of as an achievement. I think this is a good example of how you could be able to use skills owned and admitted inside an organization in a way to support partners and their mission.
So how do you measure the impact of skills-based volunteering on your nonprofit partners?
And this is a big topic, so I could probably do one show just on its own. But maybe before giving you the answer, I'm just going to describe briefly what do we mean by impact and how do we actually go towards measuring such impact for partners. So at Novartis, we really define impact as part of the IOOI model, which means first I for input, then output, outcome, and then the final I for impact. And then from this impact and all along this chain, you could do a financial valuation. So we really look at impact as part of that measurement chain around four lenses: the individual, the volunteer, like the partner organization, Novartis as an organization, the corporate, and then societal impact. And we really follow that IOOI chain. So from a partner perspective, what does that mean? On the input perspective, it will be around what effort the organization has put into the project, into the skills-based volunteering. And really, how do you kind of like evaluate, measure such an effort and the financial value you could bring to it? On the output, I've talked earlier around project deliverable, and this is around what are the milestones, what has been achieved. We could also talk about the market value of the volunteering service they have received. In terms of outcomes, there is different way to measure and look at them. It could be the number of actually individual beneficiaries reached inside and outside the organization. It could also be an evaluation of the increase of capacity or capability of the staff or the people who have received the benefit of the skills-based intervention. It could be around element around the contribution to such a partner program mission, their vision, their goal. And all of those outcomes could actually be measured and go towards an impact on the partner operation, the increased organization trust or reputation, the development or the upskilling of their, not only staff member, but also it could be some of their beneficiaries. So by looking at the different activity alongside the intervention, using the input, output, outcome, then you're able to get to an impact for the partner and being able to have a financial valuation to such impact. One element I would like to add is this journey is really done in partnership. If you want to start to look at the impact of the intervention on the partners, this is something that you will do hands in hands with such partner. And actually, they will be the one leading a lot of that path because you have to be mindful of their resource, their priorities. This is also where, as kind of like partners, we have to act as servant leader and really ensure that we're answering their need and making sure that such an intervention, such measurement and evaluation is done in a sensitive way.
Do you think, I think you touched on this a little bit when talking about the impact within the organization, do you think that companies today also need to see skills-based volunteering as an asset in terms of recruitment and retaining talent? And how would you work with HR teams to share that value?
One of our aim as a team is really to kind of a professional space. At the moment, like all of the elements around giving and volunteering is often put in the philanthropy space. And I think there is also an element for people across organization to understand that skills-based volunteering is a unique opportunity to allow kind of a, like associate, employee, corporate professional across organization, across the globe, across geography, to actually bring their individual purpose in line with their company purpose. This is extremely powerful. So how do we work with our HR colleague? How do actually we kind of work with them in tandem? How do we kind of bring them into that story? The first thing, the first element is actually skills-based volunteering is able to achieve some of those objectives from OHR colleague. Like OHR colleague have kind of the like target KPI thing they're trying to achieve around engagement, around purposefulness, around connection to the employer mission, the employer brand. And actually, skills-based volunteering is a powerful intervention to achieve such KPI. Another element is, in today's world, purpose is a real thing. If you want to target talent, attract people to your organization, this is more and more competitive. Now, organizations across geographies, across industries, actually are competing for the same pool of resource and talent. Having a skills-based volunteering program is really like a few years back, it was a differentiated, but actually more and more now it become a requirement as part of an employer brand strategy. So there is an element of communication, of sharing the message internally with the HR community around actually skills-based volunteering is a way for professional to develop, to grow, to be more engaged and connected with your enterprise mission, but also to support non-for-profit, to actually achieve a societal aim. So this is where we're coming back to that triple win. And the idea is to really kind of like work with people in employer brand, but also the people who are more the generalists inside the organization, so that the intervention is not only better understood, but also better supported.
And what advice would you give to other companies considering adopting a skills-based volunteering program and evolving their employees' professional development, as well as making a positive impact on society?
The thing that we don't know that well could often appear scary. It's only until we start doing them that we realize they're not so scary. What I will say to organizations that actually want to consider like skills-based volunteering from a corporate perspective is try it. And what I will say to non-for-profit causes, charity across the world is, well, you have all those corporate partners. You have people giving you grants, or you go to some of those corporate asking for money. Go and ask for skills. Really kind of like start that conversation from a non-for-profit, from a civil society perspective. Go to your kind of like corporate relation and ask for skills, because not only is that going to create a stronger partnership, not only skills will help and support you as an organization, but other things will come with it. It will actually kind of leverage other opportunity. And actually by asking for some skills, you not only get skills, expertise, but actually it may also indirectly or and support your funding effort. Now, for the organization, for the corporate, for the professional listening to us today, I will say start small. Start with actually, and you may not even know, but you may already be doing some skills-based volunteering or the beginning of it, not knowing about it. Most organizations who have a social impact, a civil society, a CR, a CSR, a RSC, whatever you want to call it, program, do external mentoring. Most organizations, most of us have such a tool, such an intervention in our program, in our back pocket. We do external mentoring. We mentor vulnerable people, beneficiaries. It could be school children. It could be people as students. We actually already. So by doing such mentoring, you have already started like the beginning of that skills-based volunteering journey, even if you may not know it. What I will do is I will use that same intervention, mentoring, but pivot it slightly. For mentoring the beneficiary, the end user, to actually mentoring the professional in the organization you're working with. So how to do that? Where to start? I will say, if you are non-for-profit, go to one of your long-lasting relationship, one of the corporate you've been knowing and working for a long time. and open the topics around mentoring, around actually having some of your professional in your organization being mentored by their professional in their organization. Because this is a great start. This is a safe space. And this is not a really complex or difficult ask. In the same way, if you are a corporate, if you are a professional, and you want to kind of dip your toes into the skills-based volunteering space, yes, start simple. Start kind of like small to start well. Go to one of those organizations. You know, you have been working for such a long time. You know each other really well. This is a safe space. This is a place where actually you are able to kind of also demonstrate maybe vulnerability and to kind of open that conversation. Be mindful from both sides. It has to be needs driven and it has to be partner needs driven. So if you're the corporate, you're not there to impose. You are there to open the topic. If you are the non-for-profit, the cause, like the charitable organization, well, ask. We've got nothing to lose. In that mentoring, like from professionals to professional, you will quickly realize that both set of professionals have a lot in common. They actually share similar challenges and they have both to learn a lot from each other. And then suddenly you will have your first success story. You will have people who are excited, who actually come back to you around how powerful, how purposeful the intervention was and the value it has brought to them as individual and also to the organization. And then that's it. You have your test case. You have something that you are able to scale, but also to be able to communicate to, and then to do that internal advocacy and to actually being part of that beautiful skills-based volunteering journey.
I think it's, so powerful to see the network effect of when an individual has had that hugely positive experience and they see the value on both their side, but also obviously on the nonprofit as well. And I think Novartis's program is so inspiring because it really puts the nonprofit needs at the center. And that makes such a difference to the individual because, you know, you really feel that you're making a difference to them and it's what they, you know, the nonprofit really needs and kind of really help them move the needle on what they're trying to achieve. So thank you so much, Clément, for sharing. We're coming to the end of our time, but if the audience wants to connect with you, how would be the best way to reach you?
Yes. So I'm perfectly happy for people to reach out. I feel like this is the beauty of the space we are. We are all kind of sometimes isolated in our own organization, but we have that amazing community of kind of a change maker. So my first name and last name are kind of a French and not always the most simple to spell. But the good thing is there is not many of us on LinkedIn. So you will find me really easily that way, especially like in the space. And I'm the only one at Novartis with such a first name and last name. So feel free, reach out to LinkedIn. Via LinkedIn, I'm perfectly, I may not be able to answer you straight away, but I will perfectly happy for you to reach out that way. Also around like reaching out towards Novartis or everything around our program, we have on the Novartis.com way and channel for people who are interested. So this is where I will actually direct people from any kind of causes or civil society perspective. And maybe one of my final message to every professional out there from either side of, which is not a divide, but the same kind of book is go for it. You know, like start it, experience, like experiment. And by starting small and in a safe environment, you will quickly see the value and the return. And also go and do it because it's an incredibly high energy and purposeful intervention. You really make significant difference to individual, organization, partners, and civil society.
That's such an inspiring message. Thank you so much, Clément, and thank you for joining us on the Social Impact Show. And hopefully we'll have you here again someday soon.
Thank you for listening to the Social Impact Show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Then visit Benevity.com to access some of the resources mentioned in this episode, along with tons of other insights to help you grow your program. Music provided by Ikeson. For questions or topics you want us to cover, reach us at podcast@benevity.com. Until next time, be a force for good.